Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Now, this is going to be inspired by the wise, masked words of John Gruden. I want to know, have you guys been to AT&T Stadium? And what did you go there for? And what were your first thoughts when you saw AT&T Stadium? And the reason this comes up, I want to go to John Gruden, who saw the completed Allegiant Stadium with the video board and everything like that. And he seemed like it was the greatest thing he'd ever seen.
Yeah, he recorded a message for the workers. It sounded like this.
Hey, this is John Gruden here with the Raiders. I just had a couple thoughts working on my game plan. But I just have to tell you, the stadium looks freaking awesome. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen. And I just want to congratulate all you workers for an incredible accomplishment during adversity. It's the two-minute drill. You've done 99% of the work, maybe 97% of the work. I just challenge you to finish like a champ. I do want to remind everybody, too, to be safe. Wear your mask, be safe, and take care of yourselves. Love you guys. Thank you.
God, I love John Gruden.
Love you guys.
So obviously Kevin, the part about that I hate, Corey.
He updated the percentage.
Oh, my God.
What's crazy is he didn't know. The staff needs to let him know if it was 97 or 99% because it might be somewhere in between. Might be like 97.6. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what the percentage is.
Gross.
But it seems like it's really close to being done, Kevin, based on what John Gruden just told. I love it.
Now, it looks great, man.
He loves it, but also it's got to be a little overwhelming to have somebody pop up on the ginormous Videotron and talk
this
to you.
This is gold.
Yeah, like you almost do feel like that. And he's got to, you know, got to tell you how awesome it is. So that's why I was curious y'all's first thoughts when, by the way, I hate everybody texting in right now to give me an update on how complete Globe is.
Oh, is it still not done yet?
Somebody said 99.6%. I think they're just trolling me at this point.
I love it.
The hay is almost entirely in the barn.
That's almost a fever right there.
God. I do want to call it the barn. From the 469, high school playoffs, my first thought was, this AC is nice. Okay. By the time you got to the high school playoffs, it's already like November, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to know, like, when you saw it, what was your opinion for the very first time? Because from the 817, I literally teared up. The atmosphere was amazing. From the 682, my first time going to AT&T was when it first opened when we played the 49ers preseason. It was amazing. That was my first time in an NFL stadium. Wow. And for me, you know how I'm usually like dismissive of things, especially when they get out of control. And it was like, oh, it costs $2 billion. Mm-hmm. And we saw it being built when we were over at the ballpark. And so I was kind of prepared for it to be underwhelming. And then I walked up and I was like, good Lord, this thing is freaking gigantic. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and it looks awesome. It looked like a future stadium. And then when I walked in, I was like, good sweet Moses, this is awesome. So I was also like in awe of how cool it was.
I think there are two things, Kevin. The first off, we spent so much time at the old stadium that we saw how run down it was at the backs, you know, in the press room and everything.
Don't you forget that hot chocolate machine in the press box, though.
Amazing, but it smelled like it was bad, and you could just see it everywhere whenever you were going around the back sides of things. When we got to the new one, for us at least, when you know, getting to places and everything was easier. It was I do remember, though, walking out, Kevin, that first time, and there's that big tunnel at the end with the huge garage door, and Rich Dalrymple was standing there in his flip-flops and some shorts. It was like a high school football. I think it was the Kirk Herbstreit Classic or something like that. And I remember kind of looking up. And have you ever been into a room where you just felt overwhelmed and it felt like the room was about to collapse on you? I felt like as I was looking up that I was just going to fall backwards. The whole room, because it was just so big. And I started thinking, this is the biggest room in the world. Uh-huh. Like, it's the biggest individual room in the entire world. And that's pretty awesome to be able to say. I did, though, Kevin, interview Dick Butkus. I was walking on the sideline and I saw Dick Butkus and I was like, I have to talk to him about this. And so I walked up to him and he's looking up and I said, what do you think? And he said, I effing hate it. And I was like, what? And he was like, this is too perfect. Football's not supposed to be played in perfection. It's supposed to be played in the elements, and we'd have no elements with this, so I effing hate it. And I was like, that's awesome.
I think he speaks for a certain portion of the fan base, right, who thinks that the stadium is far too sanitized and dampens the crowd noise and everything like that.
Yep.
From the 682, I ran the Stadium Sprint Spartan at AT&T, which was basically an obstacle course from the top to the bottom of the stadium. We did push-ups in the locker room and took selfies while running through all types of tunnels. It's immaculate. From the 972, I had three memorable moments. Cowboys-Giants Sunday night when Garrett iced his own kicker. WrestleMania, never seen a bigger crowd at a sporting event ever, and pit tickets from Metallica. It was the best show I've ever seen. I have literally never seen an NFL game in the stands at that stadium. I have seen probably 80 high school playoff games there, or high school games in general there in the press box. I have been to multiple A&M games there in the stands. I have sat in the stands for WrestleMania. Corey, you and I sat in the press box and on the field to do shows. I have never sat in the stands at AT&T to watch a Cowboys game.
I'll admit, too, that was one of the coolest moments, Kevin. We were very new to the show. I think this was our first July, and we were sitting there on the floor at AT&T Stadium with kids sitting in front of us. An audience sitting right there with us, and you paused and said, hey, dude, just take a look around real quick. Just realize where we are. Because, and I looked, and I was like, man, this is where the Cowboys play football games, and we're out here doing a show for people, and we've done a bunch of them. Yeah, we've seen plenty of high school football games. I've seen a number of NFL games there. I want to see a
Have
college.
You sat in the stands, or were you in the press box?
Yes, I have sat in the stands for a couple of games already. So I like it, man. It's fine to me. I haven't sat up high, so I've been able to avoid the distraction of the Jumbotron sometimes. But I know some people are like, hey, when I'm sitting up there, that's pretty much my best view. So.
There's some amazing feedback about this. From the 214, I was about 16 or 17 when I went to go see the Cowboys and Giants play. I thought, this is awesome. Not too bad for my first live football experience. From the 254, I went to the Cowboys-Eagles week 17, and that was basically the play-in playoff game, and Romo crushed McNabb. I was like 19, and they kept serving me those margaritas until I couldn't stand anymore. Yeah. It was one of the best days of my life.
I hope somebody drove you home safely.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. From the 817, I won a state championship at that stadium. Yo. It was great. Go Dragons. I'm assuming South Lake Carroll, but I don't know that for sure. From the 817, the stadium looks sick. Also, from the 469, this Jumbotron is distracting. So, if you sat in the stands, Corey, then I know you have seen the phenomenon that we all have. If you sat in the stands for, like, I saw it at the A&M game, is people don't look down at the field as much as you would think. Yeah, they stare up at the board.
That's what I was saying. I've been fortunate to sit close enough down that I didn't get distracted by that. But I know a lot of people that sit – even Colby told us about this. When he was sitting up in the stands, it became a huge distraction because he couldn't see what he was looking for down on the field. But, you know, you've seen the players. The players are sitting on the sidelines looking up and watching that thing. They love it, man, to see themselves on that big Jumbotron. So I understand how it becomes a distraction. But, you know, sometimes whenever you're trying to get a better angle on things, it's the only way to get it.
I did not realize that they did this. Somebody said that their prom was there in 2011, and then from the 817, My prom was at AT&T Stadium, and it was honestly one of the coolest days of my life.
Questions, so many questions. Like, where at AT&T Stadium? Are we talking about on the floor, or is this like, is there like a room in which
they
do this?
I want to dance on the field, Reggie.
Well, do you, right? Like, because is that ever going to be like dark enough for this to be like, I feel like it's too much of like a spectator venue for like situations in which you want them to be a little bit more intimate.
Oh, or are you discounting the fact that I can blame the elements, i.e. artificial turf, for my lack of dancing ability, when in reality, it's just my general lack of dancing ability. But if I was on a floor, you'd be like, you got no excuse. On the artificial turf, I'm like, this is unusual. It's different. It's messing with my shoes. That's why I can't dance better.
You think that works? One. And two, I'm imagining that they like rolled up the turf.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. From the 903, I saw the Cowboys whoop up on the Rams. I was walking to my seat, and I was like, yeah, this is all right. And then you walk out and see the whole stadium, and I was like, holy S. And that might have been my reaction, too.
I'm sorry, Kevin. Did you mention our NCAA tournament that we went and saw
there?
Oh,
my God.
Well?
I didn't mention that either.
The final. Was that the final four?
Yes.
We saw two games that night.
Yeah. So we went to the final four. And then that was one of my favorite moments ever in sporting life, is because we were walking all around. Like, we interviewed the UConn Husky down in the locker rooms. And he said he could not take his head off to do an interview. And we said, even though it's just audio. And he said, still not allowed. And then all the cheerleaders and dance teams were like waving to us, trying to get our attention. We got to walk on the court, which was amazing. And then when I was just kind of like exploring everything, Corey sent me a text that was phenomenal. And he goes, hey, I'm up in Nancy Lieberman's suite with Rolando Blackman.
What?
You want to come join me? And I was like, yeah, I do.
No, that's a Mad Lib. That didn't actually happen.
Okay, if you think that's a Mad Lib, the only thing I can think to compare it to is when we got the phone call or the text when we were at, again, true story, when we were at the Rick Ross concert at the weigh-in for the Mayweather fight, saying, do you want to come interview Evander Holyfield? Like, it's, if you're talking about sports Mad Libs, that's another one that we both looked at each other and we were like, sorry, Rick Ross, we got to go. And
man,
so
Rick Ross is great, too, man. I was enjoying that concert. Oh.
It was awesome. The only thing that infuriated me and the only thing I really dislike about AT&T Stadium is all elevators are not the same. You cannot get on an elevator and get you to automatically to the place you want to be. You have to go on this set of elevators to get you here.
And
so I went on the wrong elevator and got to the wrong floor. And I was like, damn it, where is this place? I'm going to miss everything.
And I think at that point, at some point too, they're ready to go along with that. Chris Arnold asked me to take a picture of him and Charlotte Jones-Anderson. And then on top of that, the suite next door to us, Travis Frederick and Tony Romo, were wearing their Wisconsin stuff and cheering on the Wisconsin Badgers. So it was a pretty wild night. AT&T Stadium has set me up for some pretty interesting days.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.